Town of Moreau Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, Wednesday, September 29th, 2021, at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay, I'm going to unmute us, and I'm going to begin recording. And I'm... So...
Recording in progress.
We're all live. Yep, we're all set.
So, I think we look at the meeting minutes of previous meetings, but we don't have all the members here, so...
It'd probably be best to wait until we have a full complement, yeah.
Okay.
Because in the minutes we're getting caught up, do we have all past meetings yet, or...?
I only did the ones from last month.
Okay.
I believe from our last meeting we were speaking earlier, it looks like we're going to have 3 months of minutes to approve this. 2 months were adjourned in the last meeting, so we'll have those two plus last month's meetings.
Okay.
Three to talk about.
Yeah, I would just wait till we have full attendance then.
Sure.
All right. So, we're here with the appeal number 839 and area variance. Looks like the applicant is requesting an area variance for construction of a 30 by 50 accessory storage building on an existing 6.32 acre lot. The applicant is requesting to place the proposed building within required setback dimensions in the R5 district. The proposed setback is 24 feet from the front property line, and 40 feet is required.
Right. And Mr. Hutchins is here.
Yes.
All right, so typically, we've read through this, Jim Martin made some notes, came out to the team, made some assessment. Do you mind just kind of walking us through what you're trying to do, what the concerns you have are?
Sure.
And could you state your name and address for the record?
Daniel Hutchins, 369 Hansford Road, Fort Edward.
Thank you.
Where are we going to start? Like anybody else, you accumulate more cars when you buy a house, more lawnmowers, tractors, more this and that. I had built a garage years ago on the property. We have almost 6.5 acres there, though. Bought the house, 2-car garage. We had a previous 3-car garage at the other house. So I built a nice 32x32 garage 8-9 years ago. Got the permit here when you guys were at the other building and all that stuff. As time goes on, you accumulate more stuff. So that 32x32 garage is now 10x10 with everything in there. The wood splitters, the tractor, the two vehicles, my welding equipment, all the tools and blah, 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 and it just shrinks. Everything's got to come out if you want to work in there.
Sure.
So the way our land is, and I have some pictures also on my phone that maybe you don't.
I provided the pictures, Dan, that you sent me to the members. They have them of your front yard, where the location of the garage is proposed, and of the neighbors to give them a flavor of the proximity of the neighboring structures.
Perfect, thank you. Aside from our house and the newer garage, not the one that I'm proposing, but the whole area, the whole 6.32 acres, is all woods. And there's a little creek, if you will, whatever you want, in midway down our driveway. So the only place, as soon as you come off Gansford Road and come into our driveway 20 feet, there is an opening to the left that has already been cleared. And when we bought the house 9 years ago, that it was just perfect. It was like, this is it. Everything else from there back as you go up our driveway, and I have pictures in a moment, is just trees, trees, trees. And then as you come up 300 feet to the house and the garage, it's house, a little bit of grass, garage, and then trees. So it would cost as much to rent the bulldozer and get the big equipment. And we have a paved driveway too. So now when you get that, now that bulldozer is going to ruin the driveway with heavy equipment. And it's just, plus it's kind of the trees in the back kind of hilly and So this just seemed to be the solution that would work. But as we got into it a little bit more, and I asked for a permit or restart the process, we needed our dimensions of how far off I've got to be and where it's going to be. So I'm asking for 16 feet. I'm going to be 24 feet in from my set point. And I hired Don...
Pigeon?
I'm sorry?
Pigeon?
Yes, Don Pigeon to survey everything just so it's better for you guys and you're not getting a crappy drawing from me to you know, this is where I want. So he surveyed everything and then we put in our boundaries.
And the reason why that's useful is oftentimes when we see these things, people attempt to measure from the center line of the road or approximate their front property line that way. This is a surveyed property line, so we're...
So it's not a mess.
Correct. We know of the exact relief that is being requested.
Right. Mr. Hutchins, is this the proposed site?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
Sorry. Normally I try to get out and look myself.
No worries.
Your notes were very extensive and thorough, so...
Oh, well, thank you. I tried to be as good as possible. But again, as I said, and when I get to the pictures, once you see the... After that, again, trees all the way up the driveway, and then past the house on the other side. So that's the spot. I don't need any side to side relief, just from the road, the front. I guess you'd call it the front setback.
Can I ask a question about the
person?
You showed this picture, right?
Yes.
This is your driveway.
Yes, sir.
So. A little bit of a dummy thumb, yeah. We're going here?
Yes, so here's the Gansett Road, 32, sure. Right? And then you turn into my driveway,
yep.
and this would come up 300 feet to our house.
So this is the...
This is the rectangle.
The cutout area.
Yes, and that's already been there. Now on this side, you come in 20 feet, and I've got trees again.
All right.
So that is... There was
some grading that would have needed to be done if you were to excavate. Was that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you look at that picture, the way the land goes, the driveway actually starts to go uphill and crest. So it would be.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're really taking up chunks and chunks of that.
The other thing I noted in my notes in terms of. You know, feasible alternatives, there is the appearance of, you know, a lot of space in the rear, but given the orientation of the house, it somewhat limits the side access, you know, up the sides of the property, and you would probably be doing a lot of clearing just for the access, you know, to those locations.
Or maybe, what little backyard we have, maybe an addendum and then our propane tanks back there, and it crest and then it goes downhill. I don't know what else. I have other pictures. If there are a few houses, and again, I realize that there may have been new zoning requirements. I don't know how late they are, but there are a few houses, a couple houses on either side of me that are actually closer to the road than what I am asking for. So I have pictures of that. There might be a couple there.
Well, yeah, I gave them the one you sent me email.
But for instance, if you look at this, and I'll just start with you, sir. Yeah. If you looked at that and flipped it to the left, you'll see that one house is almost on the road, which is, and that's actually right near the curve where the candy cane, before the candy cane is.
Yeah.
So, and if you flick it a couple more, you'll see another house that's almost in front of my house to the right.
Okay.
And he has a porch. Maybe the picture could have been a little bit better. But what you're seeing is how close he is. But there's actually a porch that comes out. And I think some of the trees are blocking it. So the porch is actually even closer. And then the next picture would be the gentleman to our new neighbor to the right of me. And he would be roughly the same distance from the road in as what I am asking for the beginning of my storage unit.
You roughly line up pretty close with the frontage going down that road.
And yes. Did you start this gentleman with the
Yeah.
Yes. This is the house.
Jim, I'm Mrs. Savage. Do you have a picture of where he might have
been? This would be a house two or three down the road.
Is he approaching?
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming down.
No, it's in there's the picture of the area. And then I have a copy of it on there.
Okay. This is his driveway going from Gainsford, and he's going on that side.
Yes. Yes.
How close is he to the next one?
I'll tell you here in a second.
Because he's already infringing.
Now, that house is to the right of me. And he would line up.
He would be 23 feet away from the property line there and 24
right.
feet. He meets the side setback.
That is.
Okay.
That
the relief he's requesting is from the front.
And who owns the property here that he's asking for the setback?
This is Gamble. No, he's asking for the setback from the front. The side he meets. Yes, from the top. From the
so
road.
He has enough here.
So if you included the porch.
Here's the lands of Gamble. So he needs the property setback here. It's the one in the front that he does not.
But on the other hand.
Okay.
All right, because he doesn't think he's in trouble in Jules' house.
No, right.
Or the other two.
Where would he do it? Where are you now? You're here.
We
I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Here's Nevin.
6 point,
we also,
yeah.
We also contacted Mike.
This is us, and where he has his garage. He's put dirt on the top of it. So
and
that
gentleman
okay, well, you're going to have a chance to speak. So they'll open a public hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. You're doing that tonight?
Yes.
Matt, we talked with him, and either Mike came to the house,
yeah,
or they gave him the exact plot plan and then where I am and what I'm asking for.
Sure.
But he is aware of the situation, and he did whatever he had to do, and he said that there is no future plans of doing anything to
the road.
Gansford Road 32. We're not going to widen it. And on the other side, just so you know, on the other side of the road, there is like wetlands, cattails,
yeah.
and all that. So they're not going to be able to widen that side. They're not widening our side. They're not changing the course of the turn near the candy cane. Yeah. So he was all good with that. And that's how I took the next step and spoke with Jim and Matt and started this. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a project. There's been a request, there's been a location. Right. Going through the application, I did notice that we included several letters from some neighbors.
Yes.
We're on board, some of the approving letters. And I didn't know, I assume these are all the ones you've received at this point, Jim, right? All of you've seen here.
Yeah, we do have a properly noticed public hearing. I think we do have.
So
we do need to open the public hearing.
Yep. So yeah, we have these. We have several in here, and then just to open the public hearing and see if anyone else here wants to speak. Can I introduce yourself? Do you want to speak tonight, or?
Where he's putting it looks fine to me.
Could you tell us your name and address?
My name is Lily Nevins. We own the property 377 and 379.
They're adjoining on the other side. If you look at his map, their name is noted on the, I think it's on the northerly side.
No, yeah.
Yeah, Nevins, lands of Nevins. So she's the one of the adjoining neighbors.
My only concern is being too close to the property line. He's already dumped dirt on one side of his garage, which encroaches our property. And I don't know if he's aware, but I have had people tell me that his turnaround spot, he's dumped dirt so he can have more turnaround spot. That concerns me.
May I speak to him?
Sure.
Butch?
Mm-hmm.
Was well aware of that. And this was a few years ago. He told me that actually when we paved our driveway,
mm-hmm.
the gentleman that came and kind of smoothed things off and made it, he had many scoops, if you will, with that little, what do we call it? Like a small backhoe.
Mm-hmm.
He dumped it over there, but Butch said that it would be okay if I ever had any scraps and pieces to just dump over there. So if you were offended by that, I apologize and I won't do it again. I didn't know. But a few years ago, when Butch comes over, we talked, we chatted, he said that that would be no issue. So I was totally unaware that if that's a concern of yours, I apologize. I won't do it anymore.
Okay, my concern is it's on our property, and if we ever wanted to sell, what kind of a problem would we have because you're turning around in that spot?
Turning around? I'm not turning around in that spot here.
You're parking?
That's where my trip, where my garage is, just so we're on the same page. My house, the garage I built, and to the right of that, I park my trailer there, which is still my property. Just as you go over the embankment, the hill, was what I was told by Butch is yours, because it kind of goes at an angle, if that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, and I don't want to go tit for tat, I'm not here to argue.
Okay.
But a couple years ago, when your tree fell and slammed into my pressure washing trailer and caused a little bit of damage, I mentioned it to Butch.
He told me there was no damage from that tree.
Well,
and you wanted the tree off of your property.
Well,
and when Butch went over, Butch said there was the tree, the main part of that tree was on your property. Just that.
Correct. Correct. You're absolutely right. So what I did, and my wife helped me, is that we cut up everything that was on top of my trailer, got all the stuff, and again, I threw it over the embankment because it is your embankment. And I cut down over the embankment, I cut what was kind of hanging over, and we just threw it there. So if you were worried about me throwing a little bit of dirt over the edge, why does he have a couple trees that are just hanging there and just there? What is the big deal?
The dirt over the property is not a concern.
Okay.
You using it is.
I'm not using it. What do you mean? I'm never over the embankment. I don't turn around here because I turn around on my driveway. I don't understand. I don't think you understand. I'm not turning there.
Maybe I don't, but I would like that property line redone.
Okay, well, I mean, you can hire another surveyor just like I did. I'm not turning around there because that is what you own, is over the embankment. My pressure washing trailer is right next to my house, and I still own another 10, 15 feet that way before it crests. Anything after that is yours, to my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But there hasn't been a survey there in a long time, and again, I apologize to you. If you don't want me to have any other pieces or parts to throw over, I won't. But don't use that to do anything with, because, like I say, I hook up my trailer and I go. And when I come in my driveway, I pull all the way up to my house and back in right next
just,
to my...
Just so we can get some bearings here. I mean, I think we're a little off topic here about this issue, but just to get some bearing, it says here on your survey that there is an old wire fence that is on the property line.
And again, where are we talking?
Along the back of your house, along the back of your garage, on her property line.
You would have
the reason why I'm saying that is if it is in fact there as a bearing mark out in the field, that old wire fence is on the property line, if it's still there. It says on this survey that it is.
You would have to... Well, again, if you're looking at what Don did, he didn't go anywhere near there. He was in the front. That could have been off of an old one or the last one, the original one that he did, because he asked me for a copy of that, so I gave it to him, and then he just amended it with the thing in the front.
Oh, I see.
So he did not go and relook at anything else.
So that old wire fence is not there.
I don't believe so, and if it is, we would have to go way deep in the woods, and there might be a piece in the park.
All right,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the discussion. I mean, what I can offer is I will mention this to Pete, our code enforcement officer, tomorrow, and see if he can take a ride up there and look at the placement of this fill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little off topic, I do recall seeing an aerial photograph of the property where your house and your current house and existing garage is. It appears that it's well on your property. So, but we can go up and look at the placement of the fill and see if there's any, or the tree falling, and see if there's any encroachments either way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this proposal tonight for this proposed garage is in the front corner opposite from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only wanted to see where it was to make sure it wasn't your property.
Yeah.
It's actually on the other side of my driveway. When you come in, mm-hmm. it will be on the left.
It's towards the gambles.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I will. We'll take a ride out there and look at it for the both of you. Yeah, let me just make sure nobody's on. Nope, we have nobody on.
Okay. Close the public hearing?
Yep. Yep.
Close that.
Alright. And I would also duly note that this is an exempt action being an area variance from seeker.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate that.
Just get that on the record as well.
Thank you. I'm sending you also again initially the seeker, which obviously you don't need this anything, but the area variance application has the five circumstances must be met in order to reach this. So the strict application of said dimensional requirements will go in a specified
time. If you're going to do that tomorrow, yeah. I have to work
for you. That is interesting pictures.
So can I talk to you on Friday?
Yes. We'll arrange
that
they
would
do that.
Okay, thank you.
Right? Sure, thank you for coming.
If you're looking at this property, you have this large area that's already cleared, right? You would have to go, 8, 10 feet maybe in this tree line to get the official setback you need? Can you get back in here?
I would say closest to 16 on the other side. To push everything there, and as I said, as you go up the driveway, the whole band on the side goes up hills.
Yeah. So you have to cut them as they take down the trees? Right?
Yes.
No, yes, that's practical, that would be your specified.
Right? Yes.
So that's one. We can circle back on that one. Two, how substantial is the request, variance relation to requirements? You're asking for a 16-foot variance on a 40-foot setback, which is a 40% variance. Which is substantial. We have gone up to 50, we've gotten even larger in the right circumstance. But 40% is, to me, it's kind of up there, rather large. So then the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method, feasible for the applicant to pursue. Again, the tree clearing, so I get to talk back when you're getting your research. There will be no substantial change to the character of the neighborhood, the detriment of the neighborhood adjoining properties. So you have three letters that attest that they don't have an issue with it. You show documentation that the road is of similar structure. So I think we passed that one, number four. And again, feel free, gentlemen, to speak up. If you want to interject as well. And then five would be that it would not be material detrimental to the purpose of the character of the property or conflict with other description purposes of the district objective and plan or policy within the town. To our knowledge, it wouldn't really have any of those effects. So again, you cross that threshold. The one piece there, though, is that there's, the variance which would be a specific practical difficulty found by the zoning boards. Again, so we meet those two criteria. Really, the one that is sticking with me is the strict application, number one, of said dimensional requirements would result in specified practical difficulty to the applicant. It is on Route 32, it's a county road, it's a state road through there. We are within the setback, obviously. We have a survey, which I'm a little confused on. We had a surveyor come out, and parts of this are accurate, parts of this have been verified, parts of this are short.
I'm sorry, everything is accurate. It's just if you were talking about what that Mrs. Nevins brought about, I think,
That's on the far side of the property, yep.
Yeah, totally opposite side and totally back has nothing to do with this.
Fully understood. Point being is you can verify this plans with iron rod on that side, which and you said that the work was specified in front of the building. So we only really know this 24-foot setback to the proposed start of your 30-foot building. Now, on this plan, it doesn't show me the house. You've described it pretty well. I think I know where it is. We're okay with that. But again, we're talking about cutting approximately, I would say, again, you got to cut 16 feet into these trees, which we don't quite have a picture of, and that's what you'd have to do to get the foundation in. That's the difficulty we have. So we're encroaching on the New York, on the state highway. You know, And for what? To avoid 12 feet of cutting back of the wood? You're cutting into the head, you're not burning the fiddle, we're actually digging into it. So you asked before.
Yes.
You're just really taking down some 15 feet of trees.
Yes.
That's
really difficult.
I think it adds to the cost of the building. It would be thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. It would be perhaps hurting the driveway when you're bringing in the heavy equipment and then unloading it. I don't want to spend another $6,000 to take out, say, and I don't know that there's trees, there's stumps, there's whatever,
Agreed, yes. I'm clear about it. Yeah, I understand. $6,000 is the hardship. I'm not sure that, this is a nice piece of land. You have a nice flat area. I understand it's ideal.
Right.
But I feel there's ways to achieve it within this plan that don't allow us, an area variance stays with the property. If we get this variance back, and that's kind of always going to be a building allowed that close to Route 32. I understand you've done some preliminary research and no immediate plans, but 50 years down the road, neither of us know. Guys, feel free to interject. $68,000 is not necessarily worth a 40% variance in my eyes on this piece of property. There's a large land and 6 acre land you're not going to find. Right? You've got room to run.
I think I've explained the reasons why. That this would be the spot rather than going, say, up my driveway. You'll hit my garage, then you'll hit my house, and then the land. I've got a little bit of grass, if you will, in the front and back. And then we have our propane tank, we have, pool and other things. I can't just make another road, if you will, and then in back of that, the land dips down. And there's another little creek that runs, so now you're getting into moving water
creek is again on the north side.
I guess
two actually. One is on the front, underneath the bridge, and then there's another one that goes behind the house, behind the grass.
The question I would pose is there any potential for 18 or 20 feet as opposed to 16? Is there any dimension that we can look at short of the 16 feet that
maybe make a compromise?
Well, I'm saying to address the concern you're hearing, about 16 feet being a lot. Is there another dimension that works without getting too far into a deep cost and practical difficulty? Because bear in mind that the other thing I should say is the setback is to the edge of the eave, not the building wall. So if you have a 1 or 2 foot eave on this building, the setback is measured from that edge.
I understand.
So is there a dimension that works, off of the 16 foot request?
If I could. Instead of 16, if we could say 12, so that would bring 4 feet, and I would go more this way. Would that?
To Mr. Manning's point, in this picture, it doesn't appear to me, and I apologize, I haven't been to the property. It doesn't appear to be really heavily wooded there.
I've trimmed that already, and in that picture, that was as I was doing at the beginning. But in that picture to the right there, those are just branches hanging over. I already cut those and trimmed that, but that still would, I would need that. What I trimmed, that's what I need, if that makes any sense.
And then beyond that
is where the heavy starts.
Where it starts.
Yes. So, if we said 12 feet and I move everything this way, now I'm like right there, and I would just maybe have to make do with it. And would that help?
Yeah, I think, I can't speak for you guys, but I think that's what I'm hearing. And
so
I think it's a very fair point. Mm-hmm. As far as
I'm going to work with you guys.
I appreciate that, but I think to Matt's point, if there is some compromise,
Absolutely.
We could make that, I think it would be in everybody's best interest.
That takes it from 40% to 30%.
Understood. Well, we go, well, we're doing, that was what I did on the check. So you're saying you're going to add 12 feet, so that back to 24 feet would be 36? So that'd be a 4 feet.
Instead of asking,
you're asking for 12 foot difference. You want to come back an additional 4 feet. So you're going to 30%? I'm going to have to put at least half of this. If you go to 20% variance, which is an 8 foot delta, so you have to be out to 32 foot setback off of Route 32. I feel comfortable with the compromise as far as you're bumping back into that extra feet. I have a chance at extra 4 feet, but that's a 20% compromise. You're 30 some odd feet off the road. That, I think, makes sense. To go from 24 to, what do you want, 32, you know, going extra, you're asking about 4 feet, we're at 28. I'd like to get that extra 4 feet on that and get out the variance and have the 20%. So 32 feet would be the setback to close.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand you. So if I'm asking for, in other words, if my post is here where I mark where I would like it, and that determines that was the 16 feet that I'm asking for, you're saying
eight.
Move it 8.
8 feet. Cut it down. 8 feet. That would give me, again, if I take the 24 feet, I'd add the 32 feet.
I'm not trying to argue with you. No. What can we do? 6. Because I think what I can do is as I told this gentleman, when I trimmed all the branches and I went basically just like that and I just lopped all the branches and I got all that stuff away, this is where the hill really starts. And I think I can do 6 without really starting to hire equipment to start cutting down the trees and digging this stuff out maybe.
We go with 30 feet, we do 6 foot variance, if we did a 30 foot, we're not going to propose, just look at the survey, and again, you've got to put the results, I'm sorry, that meant, I'm looking at the survey, the property line conduit kinks back out, there's a utility pole marked on this drawing, that we don't have the dimension line, it appears to be the closest point, you have a 24 foot to the north near the driveway, there's a 24.5 foot plus minus to the south side, because that pole kicks out. So I'm going to request that we get the hard dimension from that property line to the eaves of Mr. Martin Point and make sure that is the full 30 foot off property, that will be surveyed in upon your foundation.
Can you show me? I'm sorry, can you show me?
Here's the print. It's coming down straight and it kinks in there. It's got a degree angle over here. Look at 47 degrees. That is actually the nearest point to your driveway.
That's 47 feet.
I'm trying to do a reference point. This is 24 feet to the corner. This points in and then swells back out, which is why this is 24 and a half feet. This is the point you measure from. That's the dimension you need surveyed for the 30 foot variance or for the 30 foot setback. That is the near point. That's the dimension I want to see on this drawing when it's confirmed and your foundation is in and you have your overhang set.
Well, just so we understand each other, there is no foundation. This is going to be a metal building.
What we could do, Matt, is we could ask for the surveyor to mark the 30-foot dimension before construction starts. We could ask Don Pigeon to come out and drive the stake at the 30-foot mark, so we know when the building foundation, you know where the foundation needs to be and the eave and all that. The eave has to be at that 30-foot mark, the edge of the eave. Would that do it, Matt, if we marked the...
So once again, we are doing...
If we mark a 30-foot dimension?
So be it.
So from my 16 that I was asking for, I'm moving everything 6 feet where the E would start. Is that what we're saying?
Right.
Yeah, we're asking for 6 more feet.
Okay, done. I'll call Don and explain what...
Because you want the setback at 30 feet instead of 24.
Right. Maybe it's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's 6. And again, I want that dimension from that nearest point from the utility.
So if that is a consensus opinion, I would recommend a condition in the approving resolution for the dimension to be staked by the surveyor prior to building permit. I would recommend a condition in the resolution that provides for a stake to be set by the surveyor at the proposed 30-foot dimension. Before the building permit is issued.
I agree. I like that. Thank you. That's a good suggestion. And we've done that similar to pass on the judge on this one.
Well, that way, if Matt doesn't have to try and guess when the foundation, before the foundation is dug and all that, we know, you know where the dimension is, and so does the building inspector.
And again, just to be totally honest, there is no foundation.
No, I know. I understand that.
We're going to drill in the ground, put 6x6s in every 8 feet.
And you're making a pole barn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I can call down.
Well, that's all the better. Then we don't have to worry about the stake being disturbed during the digging of the footings and things like that. The stake will be there, and we can make sure that the eave is measured from that point.
Very good.
Motion that? Are you more questions? The public hearing is closed, right?
Right. And you've affirmed that there's the seeker is it's a type 2 action, so it's exempt. Yeah. So, I think you're ready for a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve appeal number 839, approving with the contingency, if you will, that the surveyor comes back out prior to any construction, and that the outer corner or overhang of this new structure is at a mark in the ground of 30 feet from the front setback.
So we're providing 10 feet of relief.
Providing 10 feet of relief. Yes.
Roughly 25%. I'll second that.
Okay, so he's got to call the roll. And
Justin Farrell?
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Matthew Manning?
Yes.
One quick question. Thank you, gentlemen. So tomorrow I will call Don up and explain what's going on. We can get that rolling.
Right.
Can I, or what is it best to do? Can I get a building permit for this, although they're going to come in a month to do it? And
you need permit now. I believe you have to file the variance file, the official...
Well, what happens tomorrow is I'm going to do a notice of decision.
Okay.
I'm going to do a notice of decision about the decision that was made tonight, mailed to you. I can email it as well, so you get it immediately. And it'll list the condition as just approved. You can apply for a building permit, and that can be under review. It's just that construction can't start until the inspector verifies that the stake has been placed, marking the 30 feet.
Yeah,
so you can apply for the building permit and get that underway.
Yeah.
But we just can't start any actual construction until the mark.
This isn't going to happen for another 5 weeks anyways.
Right.
Again, I'm trying to get everything in order, and these gentlemen aren't going to be able to get there until the beginning of November. So this will be completely done.
But this is good for a year, basically. You've got, once this is
Yeah, and then there's it's good for a year, and you have an ability to extend as well.
Okay, so you've got that one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
All right, and I believe that is the agenda item for tonight, right?
Yep.
Come in. So,
no other information before the board.
I second the motion to adjourn.
All right. All there. All right.